back to Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that glorious and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he, which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you have joined us for a few moments of Bible study together, and we trust that your heart will be blessed as we look into the Word of God. Let me invite your attention again to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. And what we're considering is much more, the blessing of eternal life and how much more we have through eternal life. And we're basing our thoughts here on Romans 5:10, reconciled to God by the death of his Son. If we have been reconciled to God by the death of his Son, and we have, the word reconciled means brought into fellowship with God. Our difference with God has been taken away because we've acknowledged our faith in Jesus Christ. We believed he died for our sins, and this has brought us into fellowship with God through the death of his Son. Much more, we shall be saved by his life. Much more, beloved, we shall be saved by his life. Because Christ arose from the dead, we have life eternal. And if Christ had not risen from the dead, we would be of all men most miserable. Let me read it to you again here in 1 Corinthians 15. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 15, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. And the word vain means empty, without purpose. And your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. Notice, he's repeated that again. If the dead rise not, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. There again, he says, our preaching's vain, our faith is vain. We have no hope if Christ be not risen from the dead. Yet are ye in your sins, if Christ be not risen from the dead. Yes, he died for our sins, beloved, but his resurrection brought forth the fact that he is life eternal, and that he is the way to God the Father, that he is who he said he is, eternal life, and the way of salvation. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Beloved, John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the one who alone can cleanse one from sin and give eternal life to an individual. And he that hath the Son hath life, we're told in 1 John 5. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And that's the truth, beloved. These things, John wrote, have I written unto you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know we have eternal life, and we are saved by His glorious life and His resurrection from the dead. And so, since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, the whole human race died in Adam. And let me illustrate that. Draw a line. In the middle of the line, draw another line across that, up and down. One line parallel, the other line vertical. And put your name on that line. Then the line before that, draw another line and put your dad's name. And then the line before that, draw another vertical line and put your grandfather's name. Now, if your grandfather had died before your dad was born, where would you be? You wouldn't have been born, would you? You would have died in your grandfather. When your grandfather died, your dad would have died, and you would have died. And so by one man, sin entered into the world. By one man, man died to fellowship with God and was separated from God, because God is holy and without sin, and sin separates man from God. And so we see, beloved, by one man, for in Adam all die. That's verse 22 of 1 Corinthians 15. In Adam all die. That's why I told you in the previous broadcast that we were born dead, spiritually separated from God, dead in trespasses and in sin, because in Adam all die. And when Adam died to God, all that were born after him were born dead to God, spiritually dead in trespasses and in sin. And so, beloved, that's why we need a Savior. That's why we need eternal life. That's why we need peace with God. That's why we need to be reconciled to God, brought into fellowship with God. And this was brought about through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. But much more we shall be saved by His life. Because, as Paul said, if Christ be not risen from the dead, we're of all men most miserable. If Christ be not risen from the dead, our faith is empty, our faith is vain, our faith has no point. Oh, beloved, just as I previously mentioned, about 4 weeks ago now, we were in Israel, and I remember standing in the tomb and looking at the place where Christ had lain in His body, wrapped in those burial clothes, until that glorious morning when Christ came forth victor over death, over hell, over the grave. He conquered it all, and He took the keys of death and hell away from Satan, the Bible tells us. And He lives today, and because He lives, He gives us eternal life to all who will believe in Him and accept Him as Savior. And so, beloved, this glorious and wonderful truth that Jesus Christ is life, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living, because He lives. a song written by Bill Gaither. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Oh, yes, beloved, life is worth the living because Jesus lives and has given to us eternal life. And we have passed, we who have put our faith and trust in him, have already passed from death into life. Yes, beloved, we've passed from spiritual death into spiritual life. And this is what Jesus meant in John 3 when he told Nicodemus, "Ye must be born again." And Nicodemus was looking at it from the physical point of view, like we humans do. We put the emphasis on the physical. God puts the emphasis on the spiritual. And so Jesus said, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." He said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." That's physical birth. "But that which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is spirit," the spiritual part of man. "Marvel not that I said, ye must be born again," Jesus said. Oh, beloved, that is life eternal. To have the Holy Spirit of God come into our spirit when we put our faith and trust in Jesus, accepting him as Savior, and being given life eternal. Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to know that we have eternal life and will never die because we have spiritual life. And physical death is just the old body, but the soul and spirit of the believer moves into the glorious presence of the Lord, and thus Christ has taken the sting out of death. Oh, beloved, it's wonderful, the hope that we have for the future when we know Jesus as Savior. Till next time, goodbye.